T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Show to camera, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. It's Dallas Week, Eagles and Cowboys Sunday at the Link. And our Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park, open for gaming, live racing, sports wager, and golf. You can visit DelawarePark.com, lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. We kind of maybe try to poke some fun, make some fun of the Cowboys here with this question today. We'll see where the results go. Who's the worst team in the NFC East? Is it A, the Dallas Cowboys, B, the New York Giants, C, the Eagles, not the Eagles, D, Washington? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. It is amazing, though, I will say this, for some positivity being in the air and some increased belief, it is amazing how close the Eagles came to losing to the Giants. And we should not forget that and recognize how close
but
they were.
But people forget that.
To being 1-5-1. Yeah, no, you're right, John. You're not wrong about that. Let's go to the phone. CJ and Ben Salem. Hey, CJ.
What's going on, guys?
Hi, CJ.
Man, a Dallas loss is an Eagle win, man. That was great.
It's incredible.
But listen, I spoke to you sometime last week about, you know, a trade happening. And now this season is not over. You know, we're sitting at first place, wounded, you know. But it's like there's a still chance to go to the prom, but yet our prom date is our cousin. I don't know, but it's a way to go to the, you know, to the playoffs. But, like, if we make a trade, because that's what we need to do, it's got to protect Carson Wentz. Because the only way we're going to go anywhere is if our quarterback stays healthy. And there's guards out there like Andrew Norwell, you know, that could definitely contribute somewhat. Because we didn't help Wentz at all with the weapons that he needs in order to succeed. So at least Howie Roseman needs to protect the quarterback.
You know, it's funny you say that, CJ, because I am generally against the Eagles making a buy trade. I've been pretty clear about that the last 3-4 weeks when people have brought it up. But I agree with your premise that if they are going to buy anything, buy along the offensive line because of the implication for Wentz's health and just, you know, maybe they need a linebacker more, technically maybe, but protecting Carson matters a lot.
Back, you know, because Wentz, yeah, my guy. He's my guy at, like, for day one. Every time we go out there on the field, he's the guy, and you know, you got to protect him.
All right,
and,
you know, like, CJ, so, what do you got for who or what is mysterious?
Well, you took my Stonehenge answer, so I'll probably go with the Zodiac Killer.
All right, you got it, CJ. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Mark in Center City. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you guys? Good morning.
Morning, Mark.
First off, let me give you that Nostradamus for mysterious.
Ooh, very good.
Let me give you that Nostradamus. All right, as far as the birds, I think, first of all, I feel bad for Andy Dalton, and yeah. It kills me that I got to say that, but I got to believe if that was Wentz, there would have been numerous offensive linemen pummeling that linebacker. I mean, it was just that's a dirty hit in any era of football, in my opinion.
Awful.
As far as the birds, I would say it would be an epic failure if they don't win the division and win the first playoff game. Wentz needs to complete and win a playoff game, and he needs to do it this year.
Well, that's a tough standard, man. They might make it at 6-9-1 and just not be a good team. So, you know, they'd probably be an underdog in that game for what it's worth.
Yeah, but they're at home. Listen, that's just, I feel that they got to do it.
Yeah, but remember, at home might be 10,000 fans, not 70,000 fans, you know?
No, it's, I hear you. I still think they got to win. Let me ask you something. You guys think there's a chance that Sunday's game gets flexed?
I guess it would involve a corona-related implication, right? I mean, is that what
you're saying?
Are you saying because it's not a good game?
Right, because you got two horrible, horrible teams.
Well, they don't do they don't flex out until like week, I don't know,
week
12
10,
or 13.
I think it is.
Yeah.
I think it's week 10.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Yeah. All right. Have a good day, guys.
All right. You got it, Mark. Yeah, they don't do that. Now, let me get to someone who I believe did not get enough credit, I would say, Friday here on our show, WIP. I just don't think the guy got the due that he deserves. And I'm curious if you guys agree with this. It is Eagles wide receiver John Hightower.
Yeah.
Guys, without that play, the Eagles lose to the Giants. Now, I know he only caught one pass. And maybe he's a one-trick pony. Maybe he's like Greg Lewis. Maybe he's the guy that is either going to get you a 40-yard bomb or do nothing, right? I mean, that's kind of what Greg Lewis was. He's either going to get you a deep pass that he catches or he otherwise does nothing. And maybe that's what John Hightower is. I don't know yet. It's too early to know. But I know this. 2 weeks ago and 3 weeks ago, we were all over this guy for massive drops, and we were right to be all over him. And I'm sure the coaching staff gave it to him, and they would have been right to give it to him. And the bottom line is, the Eagles were in a spot the other day with 5 minutes and 40 seconds to go, down 21-10. The Giants had just scored a touchdown. The Eagles had the ball. By the way, on the play prior to the Hightower catch, Carson was sacked. It just so happened there was a penalty on the Giants, so the Eagles got a new first and 10. But they're still only at their own 27-yard line. They're down 11, and there's less than 6 minutes to go. To say that it looked bleak would be an understatement. And then John Hightower, who was like the GOAT around here for 2 weeks, caught a 59-yard catch. And it got the whole thing going. And I just thought on a day on Friday when we talked about so many other parts and Wentz's heroic effort and laying his body on the line and all that stuff, I didn't think Hightower quite got his due. It's not six catches, but you know what? Without that one, you don't win the game. You don't win the game. John James, did he get his due? Do you agree?
It's a low bar now. I mean,
it's a 59-yard catch, man.
One of only three players in the NFL with two 50-plus yard catches this season. And you know what? For as much as we ripped him for the drops and stuff, it's a skill to get open deep. We know that.
Yeah.
Like, we've seen that the last few years here. And that dude's getting open deep. Like, he needs to catch the ball more. But
right.
Give him credit when due. That was a huge play.
Huge
and he got open deep.
I agree. And again, maybe one-trick pony guy. Maybe, right? This isn't probably going to be over the middle, catch it, get smashed by a safety and get back up ready to go and, you know, get the first down, move the chains guy. Maybe he's not that. But there is some value of get open deep guy. And, yeah, you got to catch it, like James said. But there was almost no talk on Friday about him. And I think that guy deserved a nod. You know, that guy bailed him out at that moment. Let's go to Jay in West Philly. Hey, Jay.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hi, Jay.
How you doing? Hey, Joe, I think you're nitpicking Doug there. I was sitting there. He didn't say we was in first place. He said we atop the division. He didn't say we was in first place.
Well, It's the same thing.
It's what's inferred. He could have been just saying, "Look, we was just the best of a bad bunch," but he didn't say that. He just said we on top.
Yeah, but my point is, even though it's factually accurate, Jay, I didn't like that he said that first. I want his mindset to be we need to be better. Hey, we got an opportunity here. We're still. I don't know, man. He threw a lot of bouquets out in that answer. You know, bouquets to Huntley, bouquets to this guy, bouquets to that guy.
And Richie, you being in the locker room, wouldn't you rather have a consistent quarterback or something you could count on?
As opposed to just a fill-in type Kyle
Allen? I'm just thinking that the way you take up for Wentz, like he's inconsistent. But, you want to blame it all on Doug. Like, Doug got to call the plays after he does something wild and crazy. Like, how many times do you run back 30 yards to do something?
Well, 39. I went back and watched the video. I went back and watched it. It was 21 yards. It was insane.
Yeah.
It was
then
insane.
Then he threw across his body.
Yeah.
Okay,
that
yeah.
Was picked off. Was that,
that was
that
a crazy
fault?
Play. That was a crazy play. The right. I believe Carson's trying to find that balance between going out there and running around and doing stuff like that. He has to do that to some degree because of the protection breaking down. I would coach him up like you got to never do that again.
Okay,
that's for sure.
I'm going to ask you the same thing. You don't think he saw this guy that? Like, You don't think he trusts footwork? And look, Carson can't throw across the box. That's just like the throw to Miles Sanders. Doug dialed that play up. It was 10 yards in the first row. Like, that hurts the play caller when they call games and everything. If he could count on him to be all right, 1, 2, 3, drop, hit this guy.
Well, Jay, the only thing consistent
about Carson. You
think
that affects the way Doug calls games? Because I don't.
Yeah, I think so. And then
come on.
The people that he got out there, like, you say Carson playing with this, that, and the third. You know, you don't think that affects Doug's play call?
Well, it is. No, John, it is now because now he's calling
he
quarterback
the
draws and stuff.
He had to end the round,
yeah.
Right?
All right. Well, I don't see Doug calling plays the way he did when we were good, right? Like, there is a breakdown here. Like, we're not seeing the same consistent, creative, like keeping defenses guessing type play calling. And for whatever reason, like I don't know. I think it's not because Carson's footwork is wonky and he takes risks. I think it's because our offense has stagnated and we're still trying to, you know, do things with a guy who's calling the plays, who's not as good at creating the plays, and who might have too much on his plate.
All right, Jay, give me what you got. Who or what is mysterious?
It got to be a real person or...
No, anything.
No.
Joe, I think I know where I'll go with this. Could it be Amy?
Ooh. Terrific answer, Jay.
He could be mysterious.
Oh!
Is he there or...
That is some answer.
Look at you, Jay. Look at you, Jay.
Oh, right. Jay
causing trouble out there.
Mic drop.
Good Lord. I gotta be honest. It's not a bad answer.
It's a pretty good one.
I mean, here's the deal. I know where the truth
I think that
was.
Might win.
I guess it could.
That's right now, that's way up at the top.
Amy versus Nostradamus. Who's more mysterious? That's not bad. Share the camera, John Ritchie. Hey, at 11:30 today. Another chance for you to win the new Nest Audio from Google. We're giving one away every day on our show at 11:30, another at 12:30, and another at 1:30 every day this week on our show and for the next couple weeks. So be tuned for that at 11:30. We'll rock all the calls as well. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.